Let's see what studio animated it.
Netflix.
Mm-mm. Yeah. What's up, everybody?
You awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. I'm a little hungry, though, but I'm awake.
It's like 7 p.m.
Yeah, I'm awake. I had a good nap. Woke up like around 11. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the Black Ramen Podcast. I myself, Chatty Patty, a.k.a. Madam Straw Hat, a.k.a. I have a full pirate ship because I'm Prego. and I have with me.
Hello, this is Sleepy Bree, and guys, I was wrong. That's all I'll say for now, but I was wrong.
You already know it's a good show when she comes out and says she's wrong, because Bree never say she wrong, but go ahead.
I don't like saying, but I will.
What's up, everybody? This is Sexual Chocolate, and again, Bree was wrong.
Okay, that's me. Fine.
Derby's never wrong.
Okay. But I bet y'all, if you go back through our recordings, you'll find they said it too. I wasn't the only one. I was the lead in this statement.
Fake.
But I
news.
Wasn't the only one.
No, I didn't.
Don't believe anything you say. It's
don't
fake
believe
news.
Is. Don't believe
it's
your
fake
eyes.
It's fake news.
It's gonna happen.
If we sound a little different, I just wanna put out there, we are recording in person. After 45 years, we are now sitting in each other's face-to-face in the living room recording. And it feels so good, ladies and gentlemen. So don't expect a video. We're not going to be on YouTube. We are going to be on YouTube, but it's just going to be the audio version. Tough titty. but we are all here together underneath one roof. And I'm super excited. But I'm more excited that Bree said that she is absolutely wrong. Bree, tell
really?
Everybody why you are wrong.
Just
again.
You.
Just you. Yeah, just
so,
you.
So, once upon a time, we were discussing new shows coming out and how disappointed we were in things like God of High School and how mediocre Tower of God was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had made the bold and confident statement that the anime industry is not ready and not capable of adapting webtoons into anime or webcomics into animation.
Mm-hmm.
I was saying the pacing would never work. It's too difficult. They don't know how to do it. Yeah, they can do manga, but they can't do webcomics like this. And I had brought up the example of Lookism, bold as day. I said, this is the perfect example of a webcomic that is impossible to adapt well. Thank you. Impossible to adapt
impossible.
Well.
Impossible.
Well, yeah, impossible things are happening every day.
I knew she was going
to
go there.
So yeah, I thought it was impossible to make it into a good anime. I'm going to put an asterisk by anime right now because, you know, the whole same thing, Chinese goes to Donghua, Japanese goes to anime. Well, Korean goes to, is it manhwa still? No. I don't know what it's called. I got to look that up.
Yeah,
folks,
it's a manhwa.
But there is an animation of Lookism. And, you know, I my cheeks are red and stinging from the bitch slap Netflix just gave me.
What?
So, in case you're unaware, this current week, I think today is what, the 10th, the 11th?
It is the 10th. The 10th.
Okay,
yes,
in the 10th,
the 10th,
the week of December 10th, earlier this week,
mm-hmm.
Netflix dropped 8 episodes of Lookism. They had announced it maybe a month or so ago. I looked at
no,
that
they pushed
trailer.
It back. They pushed it back. This
no,
is what
they
happened.
They announced it. They just announced it was coming, like just when the trailer dropped. I mean, and it looked like doo doo.
It was
like
supposed to
fire.
Come out November.
Really? Yeah.
It was supposed to come out November, and they didn't say anything.
Whatever hiatus they took, well done.
it was deserved. Yeah, it was deserved. It was deserved.
Space Jam's the first movie when they went to the locker room, drank that super water. That's what happened. Because
mm-hmm.
wow.
mm. It was everything I hoped for. Shout out to the OP. Since this is not going to be a video, ladies and gentlemen, I'm playing the OP in the background as we speak right now.
I don't think you can do that.
Yes, you can. When you put it on Spotify and Apple, you can. You just can't do it on YouTube.
Yo, Spotify and Apple can come for us one day.
They will. And until then, yo, the dance moves on that choreography.
Yeah, as soon as I saw it, my first thought was, yo, Patty gonna love this.
What? Yo, and you didn't even tell me, like, I'm like, what, but the OP's fire? You was like, no, nah. Not just the OP. The choreography is everything.
But it's all the whole package.
I was like, yo, this is fire. This is fire.
But I repeat, I could not tell based off of the trailer. Y'all know at this point that I don't like CGI very much, and that trailer looked like Ajin. It looked terrible.
Did it? Yes, it did.
What are they doing to Lookism? How could they do this to my dear Lookism? I love Lookism. It is great. It is such a fun read. It is totally free to read right now on Webtoons. Mm-hmm. I highly encourage people to go see it because it has everything. The characters look great. The action is fun. You really see people develop over the course of it. So I held this in very high esteem. And when I saw it just like 8 episodes on Netflix, what are you doing? I did not think they could, but lo and behold, I won't give it a perfect 10, but I would recommend this show.
No, they definitely threw it out the water. I wasn't expecting it to be this way. Whoever was in charge of the storyboard did an amazing job. They trimmed just enough fat.
Every time you think Netflix just can't do something, like, yo, you would have thought that when we saw what happened to Blockbuster, we would learn at that point to not fuck with Netflix, to not say, hey, Netflix can't do it. No, they always can. It's a matter of whether or not they choose to.
Right.
All right, so now you got to hold them up to regard for everything they do. It's like, no, I know you can't. You're just choosing to fuck us over for whatever reason.
Yes. You pick and choose when to show out.
Exactly. Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, the way these motherfuckers showed out, they showed out. It was amazing. Amazing. First episode, they were able to tackle so much and cut because we're not going to do no spoilers because somebody wrote in the comments on our YouTube. We apologize. We do too many spoilers, but they forgive us because, you know, it's us. Yeah, but I'm sorry. No spoilers, but it was a great, great first episode. I sat there and watched 5 episodes in one sitting and I said, well, hold on.
5 out of 8. Why didn't you finish?
Because I had work the next day.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, cool. Let me go ahead and finish the other 3. Mike came in late watching the last 2 episodes and he was like, oh, who's he? Why he's bothering him? I'm like, see, this is first episode questions. We don't do that here. But he was so intrigued. He even sat there and was like, I can't pull away. Even though I'm going to get spoiled, I can't pull away. So I was like, all right, cool. We sat there, we finished it, and it was amazing. First of all, who's ever doing the soundtrack?
Yo.
Amazing. Mm. Amazing. Again,
but the studio, I'm not surprised. So this was done by a Korean studio called yes. Studio Mir.
Yeah.
So they are based in Seoul, Korea, fully mm-hmm. Korean, but they've done a lot of our American stuff. For example, I'm looking at Wikipedia right now. They mm-hmm. were in charge of a lot of Legend of Korra, The Boondocks, Voltron.
Oh, that's the one that did The Boondocks?
They did some of Dragon's Blood, Kipo, and The Age of Wonderbe. So a lot of Netflix's animated series,
mm-hmm.
it was them in Korea throwing down. Like
they did a Dragon Prince, or
that they did some Dragon Prince, ooh, yeah, or I no, like Dragon that. Blood, Dota, oh. Dragon Blood.
Mm. I got super excited bad. For a second.
Also, The Witcher Nightmare Wolf, which was good, right? That okay. one was good.
Yeah.
So this is a studio okay. that knows their shit. But we haven't been given too many specifics. If you haven't seen Lookism, the basic premise of this show is that there is this kid who like drew a 1 out of 10 in terms of looks. He's short, he's got glasses, he's chubby, he is just like everything that looks ugly in the world, according to the series. I'm not judging her anything. First, but according to the series, they're saying he is
no Brie. Like he's pleasantly pleasantly not plump.
If you read it, I will say
pleasantly plump.
The webcomic makes him even uglier than the show does. The show beautifies him a little. That's how ugly he was drawn in the comic. So already, yeah. like dirt. And this kid yeah. is bullied hard, so hard that he switches schools. But yeah. the day before he starts at his new school where all nobody right, well, hold knows on, him.
Time. We're getting into spoiler territory.
That's not a spoiler. It's the premise. Mm-hmm. That's not the spoiler. It happened in the first 3 seconds.
You're switching schools is not is a spoiler.
No, well, if it's episode one, it don't count.
Wow.
So basically, that's the premise. So it is as the night before he starts at his new school, he opens his eyes and suddenly, boom, boom, he's sexy. He's in the sexiest body you've ever seen. He is like, stop a baby from crying, sexy, gorgeous, 8-pack abs.
BTS sexy.
BTS sexy. K-pop star sexy.
Yes.
And he looks on the ground and he sees his original body. So he suddenly has this ability to switch back and forth between his sexy body and his original, like, 1 out of 10 appearance body. Mm-hmm. And he starts living his life, switching back and forth between these bodies and seeing how lookism, as in, like, judging people based on their appearance and treating some based on their appearance, has affected him and the people around him.
Right.
So that's the starting premise. And that's what this show does. It lays it out. But what I think is interesting is compared to the webcomic, they did change some things. I had claimed, and I will stand by my previous words, that they cannot do what they do with manga. Right now, at this point, they cannot do what they do with manga to webtoons. So in manga, right now, we have a whole wave of like panel by panel, shot for shot recreation of exactly what you read. If mm-hmm. you turn to page 72 of any volume, you'll be able to find that exact second in whatever show you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's something that's like a big wave and getting a lot of appreciation for fans. This is perfectly the exact source material, but animated.
Right.
I will say the story, the animation for lookism does feel different than the webtoon. Because I feel like the webtoon is a lot heavier focus on the fighting.
Like, and the fashion. And the fashion. I feel like
the fashion is kind of there. They get a few. But it's,
a few,
it's
but really not so much. No. Not so much. Because the drip is lacking a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, the drip is lacking a little bit.
Except for the opening.
In the opening, the drip is great.
Yeah.
But that's the opening. I would expect that.
Yeah, exactly. So fashion and the fighting. If you're going to be picking up this story on webtoons, it'll be a lot of really cool action fighting scenes. I say mm-hmm. he gets a second body, and in the second body, he's throwing hands. On like a daily basis, throwing hands.
Mm-hmm.
Various reasons. But in the show itself, it takes a little bit more of a slice of life-y approach. In mm-hmm. a way that's not totally wrong from the comic. It's just their focus on a different element of it. And when Patty says they trim the fat, they do trim a lot. Like a lot of the characters that you kind of meet and get to know more in depth in the webcomic, you don't have time to really meet them or talk to them and see them. So suddenly, mm-hmm. someone might be fighting him. It's like, why is he fighting him? Don't worry about it. Just know they fighting.
Mm. That's it.
Some side characters, I could have sworn she had a line. No. There's one funny bit of a character who's just 100% moved.
Mm.
Like, Control X cut right out of the entire show. Because, you know, in the comic, she's not really relevant until later. But in this, they just don't have time to get to them, to talk to them, and to develop in the same way. Oh. It's still fantastic. I think if you hadn't read it, you wouldn't even really notice something is missing. Like, maybe a few relationships build too quickly, but for the most part, it's really smooth. And I don't feel like the show suffers from not having it.
No.
Like, they did it so mm-hmm. smoothly.
No, it doesn't suffer at all. I can testify to the fact that I don't think it suffers at all because I had dropped lookism. Because that main character sucks so much.
For one very specific reason, he's overall a good character, but Derby, explain why you refused to read lookism.
So he is trash to his mother. And I don't play that. you can't be terrible to your mom for no fucking reason. I won't stand for it. I don't want to know anything about it. I don't want to hear your excuse. And because of them trimming that fat, that redemption that has been promised, that promise of redemption, that, you know, I mean, you can figure out that that's kind of where they're going with it, but he gets better. And it happens nice and quick, and I can now see that, and I'm happy. So I might go back and read it.
Well, to be honest with you, I feel like with lookism, I can see why people really dislike it for his actions for his mother, because his mother is so freaking sweet.
Yeah. God,
amazing.
She is so sweet.
If you watch this show, you will also love his mother. I don't think there's a single person who won't like text or call their mother or grandmother after this and say, "Yo, I'm sorry and I love you."
Right?
Yo,
shout out to the voice actor, because
she was amazing. Whoa. She was amazing. First of all, it was so heartwarming when she finally got
no spoils.
No, real quick. It was so heartwarming when she finally tasted Americana for the first time, and she was like, "Oh, this is delicious." Yeah, she had herself an iced Americana. She was like, "Oh, this is delicious." And the second thing she says after she says it's delicious, she says, "You know who would really like this? My son."
Oh.
And I was like, even in a moment where you're just sitting here just having your drink in a coffee shop, the first thing you think of who would enjoy this drink is your son. Your asshole of a son.
Yo, piece of shit.
Yeah.
Guys, hear
how they describing him?
It is worse in the
Understand
comments.
That this is what I sat through this for 20, 30 chapters. And they're like, nah.
Webtoon chapters. That's like 10 pages. Keep going.
That's not 10 pages and you know it.
In the webtoon, he is, I feel like, even worse to his mother. Or maybe it's the way it's drawn. He is like top tier. How dare you speak to your mother like that? And it takes a while for him to slowly realize, oh crap, I'm a piece of shit and I love my mom. Like, he does develop, and it's a steady progress. But in this show, they said, no, we're not waiting for this. Like, right now, that's probably a main theme of this season. I'm going to say this season in sincere hopes there will be a second season. But a main theme is him saying, oh my God, my mom is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it was...
And you don't see that much in anime. You see a lot of dead moms, but I can say this mom is not dead, ladies and gentlemen. She is alive.
And well.
And well. Well,
not well, but
she's alive.
One thing I do have to say, since we gave Lucas some praise, now it's time for me to talk shit. Listen, Crunchyroll. This is what y'all should have did with God of High School. This is what y'all should have did when it comes to any manhwa from Korea. This is how it's done properly. The fact that you were over the fact that Netflix overshined y'all on what to do with a real manhwa easily when them dudes are in drastic need of money because they're trying to monetize, like not monetize, but put a tight lock on who has what access code to sharing the shit. The fact that Netflix was like, not only am I going to have K-pop original singers on the OP, but the choreography is going to be fire. Mm-hmm. The storyline is going to be as great, if not the same level as the manhwa. See, this is the beautiful thing about when adaptations are being taken to, from the manhwa to the anime, even though it's not word for word, they still complement each other so well. And I could still say, if I never read the manhwa, after watching this, I could still go into it and it's like something fresh. You know, it doesn't take away from actually reading it. And I'm like, oh, this is perfect. This is perfect. I love having two versions of the same story that I love. So it's great.
Right? And it does feel like a different version. It gets mm-hmm. the essence and core of it, mm-hmm. but it translates it to something slightly different. So you're right. If you go back to the other one, you can switch back and forth between them.
Yeah.
And it won't just feel repetitive.
No.
But there is one thing that does piss me off about the series. And it has nothing to do with the budget. We'll get to that. It has nothing to do with them proving me wrong. I can accept that. It's not even the CG.
Mm-hmm.
My big complaint is the person who wrote it, Mr. Park Tae-joon.
Oh, yeah.
He's too attractive.
Yeah.
Oh. No,
like, there is an interview on YouTube that Netflix put out showing this face. And I'm like, nah, what the hell? Did he hire someone to speak for him? Who is that?
It's funny.
That's him.
Like, we just ran into the dude who writes different...
Beginning After the End?
Yeah, Beginning After
Mr. the End. Mr. Turtle Meat?
Yeah, Turtle Meat. Also hot. Ridiculous.
Right? What's going on? And I mean, this guy is borderline ready to become like a K-popper himself.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks. He modeled the main character after himself. Kind of level. So I saw that. And I'm like, no. What?
Nah, no, I knew he was hot since last year. Somebody told me, did you actually see the creep? I follow him on Instagram. I don't even know if that's his real page. As long as his pictures is up, I'm fine. Yeah, I was like, oh my God, he is gorgeous. So this story is about you, huh? Like, okay, that's great. That's great. Can you sing? I'm just like, oh my God, this guy is like perfect. And the reason I'm asking if he can sing is because you have to watch the show to know what I'm talking about. I'm leaving it at that.
The opening is good, but let's just say the finale does not disappoint. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And if you want to check out the soundtrack, we got a couple of songs on our playlist. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Ramen does have a playlist. It's called Black Ramen Anime Tunes. It's on Spotify. It's on our link tree. You can actually see a preview of it when you click our link tree and you can see what tracks we have. It's updated on a daily.
Yeah.
On a daily. Basically, so
if I run into a song on a show, I'm adding. If Patty runs into a song on a show, she's adding.
Adding. Like, automatically.
Anything
automatically.
We like, it's going on there.
Adding. Like, that's just the way it is. So, definitely check it out. We have the OP on there, and we also have, matter of fact, don't listen to the soundtrack yet. Watch the show, then listen to Black Ramen Anime Tunes, because we do have the song that Bree is trying to reference from the show, but we don't want to give away too much. But yeah, do that in that order.
Also, do not hit skip intro. At least for the very first time you're watching
times.
It.
You can watch it a few times.
Yeah,
it's worth
like, it. I watched it all 8 times.
Nothing.
I watched it all 8 times.
Enjoy that because they put in work.
Yeah, they did.
For that open.
And that song is only like a minute and 30 seconds. I hate that fact. Like it's only a minute and 30 seconds. And the group that sings the songs is like 8 of them.
I think they put almost too much of their budget into the song. Good. But you can like see towards like the last 3 episodes where they're running out of money. Yeah.
It's right. Actually kind of funny.
The rap. Yeah, oh my God. The rap. Fire. I love it.
But the amount of CG just increases more and more as you go through.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, y'all lost it. You don't got it anymore. Money. Yeah, there it is. So by the end, they're kind of broke, but they still put a lot into it.
They do.
Like, I can feel I'm not disappointed. And the quality doesn't drop so much that it's distracting. Like, mm-hmm. It's noticeable, but, that finale.
But you want to know something? One thing that kind of worried me a lot is that when it comes to manhwas, usually the chapters go on over 300, 500. Mm-hmm. So Lookism is close to maybe 400 right now, right? So I was so curious on how they were going to be able, because it looks like an amazing feat to accomplish, to try to make sure that you get all of the good points added to the story without diluting it. Like I said, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, like I said before, the person who is the in charge of the storyboard, the director, whoever you are, sir or ma'am, you need all the flowers.
Yeah.
Like what Bree said, smart. the fat was trimmed. Like, yeah, the fat was trimmed.
First. Yeah.
Yeah, the fat was trimmed. But I just wanted to put emphasis on how many chapters it took. Like, you already heard that Derby dropped it, like, in chapter, 20? And we didn't even, that was nothing but fat. That was
fat. I won't say it was fat because they trimmed some fat, but they trimmed some good meat. Like, they could not, it would be impossible to fit everything that makes Lookism, the comic, so great into 8 23-minute episodes on Netflix. There's too much.
Right.
So they cut some characters. They cut some interactions. They cut some of the development for the people around them.
Mm-hmm.
So I noticed a lot were just the character who I really liked in the comic. They were flat with pretty much no speaking lines and just stood in the background.
Smiling. Their presence was just there. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think 35 chapters of Lookism went into episode 1.
Dang.
Yeah, I think 35.
Are you saying that like with any metric in mind specifically?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you're just pulling that out of your ass.
I'm just pulling it out of my ass.
I was like, whoa, that's a lot of episodes.
Because remember,
a lot of chapters.
Because remember, the new body doesn't get into like way later.
That's like chapter 2 or 3.
No.
The new body? Yeah.
On the manhwa? No.
Yeah. By chapter 3, the new body is there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang. Look, the point is, a lot of chapters went.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of chapters. It was a lot of chapters. Because I remember the chapter specifically when his mom does have the Americana with, you know, that is later on. That's when he actually is a little bit decent to his mother a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't make it that far.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. I know
that for a fact.
Yeah, and Derby read a good amount of chapters.
Yeah.
And they even introduced some characters that arrived way later. So see? A lot happened.
Yeah.
It went pretty far.
Come on, think about how many chapters it took for the festival.
That's what I'm saying. I don't
We got the festival
where I'm reading it, but right now it's at least 30 or so chapters in, I think.
What, to the festival?
Yeah, I think
It's more than that to the festival. Because there's a couple of fights. There's a couple of ass whoopings in there.
There are a couple of ass whoopings. No, it's looking like that's around 26, 27, around chapter 30. So the first 8 episodes cover about 30 chapters, but I think they also do some stuff that happens later in the series.
Okay.
They might bring it in, but they had to cut some other things. But even with the cuts, that's why I'm so surprised.
Did a great job.
Yeah, they were so smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix really said, no. It's not that no one can adapt it. It's that they can't adapt it. If we want to, we can. Easy. Watch this. Pop. Done. You said wookism?
Had to put that in.
Wookism can't? Oh, no.
Had to do that. I mean, it was amazing. I didn't think... I did have doubts. I just didn't want to tell Brie. I did have doubts because at the end of the day, it is Netflix and it is a manhwa. And I feel like manhwas are not really respected when they take the adaptation and turn it into either a live action series or an animated series.
I thought the live actions were doing pretty decent. Like, you really liked True Beauty.
Now.
Okay.
Before. That's one of the reasons why I haven't checked out Sweat and Soap. Sweat and Soap is a live action series now.
Ooh, I don't know if I'm gonna like that. That feels creepy. Yeah. It's cute. Yeah, I'm making some statements I might regret later, but I'll make the statements. It's cute in the manga, but I don't know if I want to see a dude like sniffing up on a woman.
Yeah, like
they make it cute.
They make it cute in the live action.
Yeah, when I saw in the trailer, they made it cute. Oh. He's you don't hear the. You know what I mean? You know, yeah,
I feel like you gotta know.
You know, like
part of it.
It is part of it.
Deep sniff.
Yeah, I mean, that's the crack sniff. That's like, you know, I'm making sure I see next week. Like, I want to see the future type sniff. But it's very subtle when it comes to that. From what I saw in the trailer, I don't know if they continue that through the whole series. But it looks. I don't know.
I feel like once they. Never mind. That's a spoiler. Never mind.
I mean, it is what it is.
No, we got not. But that being said, Netflix has again impressed us.
Yes.
Lookism is worth checking out. We will try not to hype it up too much because, again, it's not perfect. I would give it a solid 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, comfortably 7.5, 8. Cute, some light fighting, mainly like school slice of life, anti-bullying type of deal.
Yes,
I would also give it around an 8, but I want to give a caveat of if we're talking about like its ability to get somebody to read the original source material.
Yes.
Easily a 9.5.
Yes.
It does make me want to go back to the comic. I need
to go back and read this whole thing.
Yes. And real quick, Black Ramen seal of approval. Shout out Netflix. You got this.
Well done.
I'm this close to considering having my own membership. This close. I'm just waiting for season 2 to be announced and I'll be like, okay.
I would watch season 2. And
I would definitely watch season 2. Another thing that's worrying too, I feel like the advertisement for Lookism was trash.
No, oh my God, garbage. It was so bad.
Like, uh-huh. Yo, it dropped and we didn't even realize it dropped. It's literally just because Netflix happens to know who I am. I was like, hey, you want to watch this? It's out now.
I didn't know. So now Brie is officially my notification. She texted me. She said, Lookism is out. I said, bitch. And I went and I saw and then I was like, oh, shit, it's really out. Because originally it was supposed to come out November. It didn't come out November. The only thing that was available was the trailer. Mm-hmm. And nobody advertised that Lookism was really out like that.
Right, the trailer itself was garbage.
It was.
That trailer looked terrible.
No.
I did. No justice. On purpose? No justice. Well done.
Because like, that's how you lower my expectations completely. Because I expected nothing. I was like, yo, Brie, let's watch this during lunch and have a good laugh. Episode 2, and we're like, so after work, right?
Mm-hmm. Polished
we
it.
We finishing this.
Polished the whole five first episodes, and it was really good. But that's one of the things that kind of worry me is the fact that, you know, the marketing wasn't done properly for real fans, because there's a lot of fans. Like, even I reposted the trailer. Now, I posted the trailer on our IG, and a lot of people didn't even know that it was getting a series. Mm-hmm. So for, and they were fans of the manhwa. Right. So think about how many people who are missing out right now that don't know. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to worry about that, because you are tuned into Black Ramen Podcast, and you need to stay on Black Ramen Podcast. Keep your faith. Do not touch that dial. I don't know if we still have dials or whatever when it comes to podcasts.
I don't think so.
Some people do. No. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, stay tuned. Listen to Black Ramen. We'll put you on to all the latest shit that you need to be put on to, even though if Netflix, Amazon, and HBO or Disney don't want to put the money to do it out. So we'll put you on to the stuff that you need to be tuned into. But yeah, that's one of the things I was worried about. The marketing was trash when it came to lookism. I'm thinking because they spent too much money on other things.
On the music.
The voice acting.
The voice acting, hey, the music.
No, shout out to that. Yeah, like, that's that. Where you got to put your money, apparently.
But it's that kind of thing. When I look at, say, Chainsaw Man, not to really jump on Chainsaw Man, and I think that even though it's an animated series, the animation is not always the most important part. Mm-hmm. The voice acting, the music can surpass it. A great storyline, interesting characters can surpass it. You don't need to dump your entire budget into animation, even though that might get you some acclaim. Because it kind of goes into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is forecasts for what might be the best anime of the year. We are now in December. 2022 is coming to the end. Everything that will come out has come out, more or less. Mm-hmm. And whenever we think of end of the year, best anime, it's hard to avoid the Crunchyroll Awards. Well, obviously, you, like, focus on that more in, like, January, February.
Wait, Brie, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Please. Not to cut you off. I just want to, ladies and gentlemen, real quick, a little spoiler, just a little crumb.
A little tiny bit.
The bromance, was it acceptable?
God.
Okay, that's it. That's all I wanted to hear. That's it. If you like the bro, I love the bromance. I love what they showed.
And I liked all of them.
There are quite a few. Okay, we got to get back to that later, because that's too much.
Right.
We're going to spoil.
We'll talk about it again in another few weeks once all of y'all have seen it as well.
Right, because I only know one. Derby already confiscated like three or four. All right, we got to talk about it.
At least two. But
back to what you were saying. Sorry.
Yeah, so end of the year is coming, best anime of the year. For a while, we've been saying, oh yeah, Chainsaw Man, easily. But that's ignoring the fact, and correct me if I'm wrong, that Attack on Titan was out in the beginning of the year. That was in like January, February, wasn't it?
Mm-mm. Yeah. Attack on Titan came out on December last year and went on to January.
Is that part of this year then? Because if it is,
it's part of winter. Is it part of winter? It might be. But we did talk about how, no, because it won anime. Didn't it win anime of the year last year?
It might have, but I thought the previous portion of it might have been last year. But regardless, aside from the Crunchyroll Awards, considering things that did come out within this past year, I would want to compare Chainsaw Man, which is like blowing up huge right now, to say Attack on Titan, in terms of it's not all about the animation. Like, Chainsaw Man is good, but if it really had to go head to head with Attack on Titan, even though Attack on Titan doesn't go as deep with animation, Mappa throws down, but they didn't throw down like Chainsaw Man throws down, I still feel like Attack on Titan would win. I still feel like in 10 years, I might hear people talking about Attack on Titan, but I don't think I'd hear them talking about Chainsaw Man.
Okay, so let's be mindful that MAPPA still has to be true to what WIT started, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like MAPPA was like, okay, this is not something that we originated. So let's stay true to the original content as far as like the art style. And let's just implement a little CGI in it when it comes to Titans and fight scenes. So I felt like they did what respectably doing what they do and still pay homage to WIT Studios, which couldn't finish the season. I felt like MAPPA was taking Attack on Titan and realized that we don't want to do too much to it so people can notice, because for a while people didn't really notice that it was picked up by another studio until later. And that's when people started shitting at them and saying, well, you know, but those were trolls. They don't count.
Trolls don't count.
But to see that MAPPA did Chainsaw Man and Attack on Titan, that's a win-win for both of them. And that's a win-win for MAPPA. But since they originated and took Chainsaw Man and did something to it that I don't think no other studio would be able to do, because let's be real, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not discrediting other studios or, you know, saying that, you know, taking away their respects. It's just that, when's the last time have you heard of an animation studio putting a different ending and a different ending sequence song for every single episode?
That has happened. It's a gimmick. Having a different
Who's band. Done it?
Hold on. Having a different band, yes, that's new. But just having different endings. In the heart of Kunoichi Tsubaki, technically had a different ending each episode because they personalized each episode to focus, or each ending to focus on the characters that episode focused on.
Okay. I'll give that one too.
Episode was a different little set of girls, and those girls were singing the ending each time.
I think some shows have like different visuals for all of their endings.
Yeah, but that's Kageki money Shoujo though. Changes continuing. The visuals,
but that's money though.
But having a new band, that is new. But
a
I'm
new
saying,
band, yes, a new
it
band.
It feels
too.
Like a gimmick. Is that going to be something worth remembering 10 years down the line when people are talking about Chainsaw Man?
No,
the animation quality will constantly improve.
No,
within 5-10 years, what Chainsaw Man looks like right now, it might even be commonplace. It might be simple. Who knows if they'll have bigger budgets focusing on it more. Even if it is, it's like, oh, that's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But is it enough of a strike
that
people talk about? Like, we still talk about Death Note right now. Was the animation that much to scream about?
No, absolutely, but the story was amazing.
Yeah. Exactly. The story, the characters have lasted.
And Chainsaw Man has always had this problem. I know some people think it's some of the most peak writing. And look, you're welcome to believe that. And I hope you're right.
I'm not going to save you. I don't see it. It's not peak.
It's really good right now, but it doesn't have that quality that'll make it last. It's incredible for the level of animation and how much went into the budget, but it's not really going to become a classic.
Well, MAPPA didn't pick it for a story. MAPPA picked it because they looked at it and said, oh, we could fuck this up.
Oh, yeah. It has some very
great
cool
fight scenes. Great.
Art wise. Incredible.
Yeah. I told Derby this. I never seen a doorknob look so beautiful in an animation sequence.
I'm saying, like, it's when it comes to the pretty. Manga, it was pretty.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm asking, will it stand the test of time?
It won't.
Like, when we start talking about what's the best thing of this year,
it won't.
I can't.
What'll
it.
Really
I
be can't. That relevant? It'll
but
still
will
be
it
good.
Take? But will it be anime of the year? Yes.
Yeah. Since Attack on Titan was technically
last year,
winter
last year. Yeah.
The winter season is always awkward in the cases where they carry over. So I feel like a few episodes still happened in 2023, but it's officially a 20.
Let me double check.
22, but a few episodes were mostly 21.
I'm pretty sure that Attack on Titan won anime of the year last year.
I'm pretty sure as well. Yeah. I'm fairly certain of that.
Sounds right.
Yeah. How you and that's what happens. You shit on niggas at the end of the year. I thought Spy Family was gonna take it, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was
Attack on
Titan.
According to my anime list, it's considered a winter 22 anime.
But
who won last year?
Attack on Titan.
So if they won last year, it's not re-eligible? Because I'm wondering if it considers it a separate season. Because was it part one of season four?
It's part one of season four.
Part two of season four was a winter 22 anime. Yeah,
no, it's not out yet.
Yeah, part one is what won last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but part two is what
but
came
that's
out
what I'm
this
saying.
Year.
Part two might be eligible to win again. And if part two is eligible to win for this upcoming award season, would it beat Chainsaw Man? And I'd have to say no, yes.
I don't think so.
Really? You think Chainsaw Man can beat Attack on Titan?
Yeah, just by the fan base, yes.
And Attack on Titan has a bigger fan base.
They do have a bigger fan base. But I think
the recency bias is really going to crush it.
Yeah, unless, that's what it is.
Unless part three.
No, but part three is not happening.
In January, February.
Part three is not happening next season, well, as far as I can tell. So, yeah. Chainsaw Man got it in the bag.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like Attack on Titan at least should have a standing chance. I feel like I would lose faith a little bit in the awards if Chainsaw Man beat Attack on Titan. Because although in the animation quality is the only way, and is the only place it really exceeds Attack on Titan in terms of reach, in terms of impact, in terms of storyline.
I don't think I would lose that much faith because, again, recency bias is very, very strong. It's what just came out. It's what's still dominating all the news waves and all the chat rooms.
Not to mention...
not necessarily, because sometimes a winter anime does beat a
spring anime. Attack on Titan's not coming out.
Not coming out, but I mean, things that happened at the beginning of the year still have a chance of beating things that happen at the end.
Most definitely. So but that's only Attack on Titan, though.
No, I feel like it's happened with some others, where it suddenly like comes back during the award season and everyone remembers it exists.
Yeah, that's MAPPA quality. MAPPA and affordable quality. That's Demon Slayer quality. That's Attack on Titan Demon quality. If they don't have that type of substance, if they don't have that type of tofu when they miso, it's not gonna steam up. That's not gonna be good. Niggas is not gonna ship that.
Any anime fan, even if they watch both, if you hold like a picture of both in front of them and says grab one, a lot of them might still go back to grabbing Attack on Titan because of the impact it's had on them.
I don't think so.
Not just because they like it.
I don't think so. I think because of, first of all, let's talk about this. MAPPA is really smart when it came to marketing. We had 3 to 4 trailers. One trailer had no faint music, no words. Second trailer, we actually got the voice actors on there talking for a little bit, right? And then, not only that, Chainsaw Man was pushed back not once, not twice, I think 3 times. But they still gave you visuals. They gave you the cover art. Nigga, you are not the manga. Why all of a sudden you giving us different cover art?
Coming out, you think that'll still apply when people are thinking back on the best thing they saw this year?
Yes, yeah. It's on their feed consistently.
Even as I said it, I kind of believed it.
Like the type of, first of all jokes aside, when you went to Anime NYC, what was the top cosplayers? Chainsaw Man,
and then just random maid girls.
Yeah, random maid girls, but it was mostly Chainsaw Man. I saw so many bloods on white suits. I was like, that's not coming out. Yeah.
Mad Makima's mad.
Yeah.
What was the one? The bomb demon or whatever.
Like, yes.
Don't want to believe it, though.
I know you don't want to.
I don't want to because I like.
Facts is facts.
True, but here's the thing. Me, Derby, Bree, we all love animation. We love anime, but we love stories. We love things that would make you think and make you question yourself as a watcher and question your mangaka on what the fuck are they doing, right? When it comes to the characters that you love and hate. I don't think Chainsaw Man has the same type of substance that Attack on Titan has. But then again, Attack on Titan has a longer story. It has more longevity and it does break down on certain things when it comes to politics, backstories. Like, it has a lot of substance in it. Chainsaw Man is just leaves you with a lot of questions unanswered if you haven't read the manga. I'm reading the manga now. I'm on chapter 50. I still don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm still calling, asking questions, what is what, right? And I think why I'm still intrigued is because of how beautifully directed these fight scenes are and the capability that MAPPA has to have me question certain characters and certain abilities that has me saying, oh nah, I gotta read more and find out why this woman is doing this and why this is happening and why this is happening and why she's picking and choosing to do certain stuff, right? And that's about it with Chainsaw Man. I'm not taking away from Attack on Titan. I think Attack on Titan, me personally, I think Attack on Titan should be anime of the year. Every year it's running.
Until it's done. Part 73.
Yes. All 47 parts. Like,
final season.
Most definitely. But with what the fan wants, what the fans want, and we got to respect it because it's the fans that are actually motivating these studios to pick up these certain titles. Because when Chainsaw Man first came out with the manga, everybody was on it. Everybody loved it. I don't know what the craze was, but everybody loved it. And they saw the numbers and MAPPA was like, oh, okay, we could take this and we could make something magical happen. And they did that. So, yeah, they're going to win. Chainsaw Man is anime of the year. It is. I put money on that. Do I want it to win anime of the year? Fuck no. But are they going to win anime of the year? Yeah. Most definitely. Most definitely. Now, what I think deserves a lot of appreciation right now is Blue Lock. I think Blue Lock should be anime.
We all know it shouldn't. Blue Lock. But
it should be the sports anime of the year because the way the World Cup is running right now.
Japan lost. Japan lost. The Blue Lock
Japan
is fake.
Won.
Yeah,
if Japan won, all right. Anime of the year, period.
But Japan has so much charisma and charm. They had to be on the news for approximately like maybe weeks. These dudes came in. The fans cleaned up the stadium. The teammates cleaned up the locker room they were in and placed everything on the table. I'm like, if that's not Blue Lock energy.
But they lost. Yeah, they lost. I'm telling you, all we need, all and the players look fine. Fans like, needed was for the sports teams to get on board with our fictional series.
True.
If that had happened, like the world would have exploded.
I mean, all they needed was that dude with the mushroom cut with the glasses. If Mr. he was Ego? Their coach, yes, Mr. Ego. If he was their coach, they would have took the cup. They would have fucking took the cup. But because of what's going on, nah. Because he's a fictional character.
Right.
You know.
That will not torture so children.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is what he's doing.
He's basically doing that. Yeah. But he's doing it with a mushroom cut. Which I let him pass. It doesn't seem so.
Mob cycle cut.
A mob cycle cut. Yes. 31, 32. But yeah. Yeah, Brie. You're just going to have to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I know, and it's not bad. I cannot stress this enough. Chainsaw Man is not bad. It's a really good show. I think we're all just a little bitter because it's so hyped, so we're looking at it sideways.
But you know we're bitter every year, though, right? Every year we're always mad every year.
We don't think it deserves it.
Not because
we're
you know why?
A little bit toxic and somewhat elitist. And
we're a little elitist.
I think a little bit should win.
A little bit. And you know what? I am proud of it because I'm going to tell you why. Because I think that's what keeps the podcast going and keeps it spicy. Because we say the shit that you fans don't want to say, but think it. But it's okay, though. As long as you turn the volume up, we say it for you. But here's the problem. We get upset every year because there's only one number one spot when it comes to anime. Mm-hmm. And it's only one title. Ladies and gentlemen, To Your Eternity is still going strong and still amazing. And nobody's talking about To Your Eternity Season 2 except for us. That is an awesome, awesome freaking story still.
Season 2 dropped this year.
That's another one. I first of all, Cloverwork, let me apologize.
Yeah, pulled off of Season 2.
Yes, you did. Good job. Thank you.
Continue the good work.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. I'm still a little bit about Promised Neverland Season 2. But still, that's just when it comes to anime. I think even though anime is mainstream, somewhat pop culture, until it gets a little bigger, I think that's when we can have more than one title being number one for the year.
I don't think so. I think it might be the opposite. The bigger it is, the more casual fans will flock around those same big titles. It's the same as what's happening to the movie industry and Marvel right now.
Yeah.
When people are going to the theaters, the only things they're seeing are the Marvel ones, and every other movie struggles to make it in the box office. Mm. Like, have you heard of Glass Onion?
No.
Yeah, dang. That's a problem. That hurts. Have you heard of Knives Out?
No.
She was okay. there with us.
You were there with us.
Knives Out. What was
it's
that?
It's been one? A few years ago. It's the murder mystery.
No.
In the house? Dang. Are you sure she was there with us?
I'm pretty
Doesn't
sure.
matter. But the point is that, guys, I highly recommend it. Knives Out had like 1 week in the box office, and then it's releasing on, or my bad, See Knives Out 2. I think that, you can find it on Amazon Prime. Knives Out 2. But yeah, it's like a classic whodunit murder mystery. Hilarious, funny, smart. But Glass Onion is the sequel, a separate mystery. You don't have to see the first one to see the second. But it'll be on Netflix at the end of the month.
December 23rd.
Highly recommend it. But that's what I mean. You see this like big box office busters hype. Everyone's talking about it, whether it's good or not, because Marvel's name is on it. And it's another superhero one. And the more anime becomes mainstream, the more that's what it'll be. The more Chainsaw Men are going to be winning first.
It's not the same for the simple fact. Like, the main reason I always think that the Marvel movies are doing that is because I have to go to theaters and I have to drop $20 to $30 depending on which theater I go to. And I need to make sure I get my bang for my buck. Mm-hmm. Anime ain't doing that just yet. Like, that's true for like anime movies. And you could judge like that. Like, based off, like, which is going to win, like, the top anime movie of the year, that will probably happen.
Mm-hmm.
But for just anime in general, like, if you have a subscription or if you're, you know, sailing the high seas, as we all used to back in the day, way, way back in the day, not now, obviously, you're not really facing that dilemma, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just choose what you want to watch.
But I'm thinking, especially as it comes more mainstream means that there will be more casual viewers who are just stopping by. And you know what? Yeah, crowds look to whoever is shouting.
Whatever is the loudest,
whatever is the Chainsaw Man screaming at the top of their lungs, the best promotions, that's what people will look to. And their 2 Year Eternity season 2 are too quiet in the background. The Shadow Houses are too quiet in the background.
No, but you see, until we start realizing that you got to be beyond your basic anime, I'm talking about battle shonen or shonen in general, because we have something like the Oscars. We have something where Academy Awards, where different genres, based on genres, this is how we rate what is top of that genre's list, right? I want that to be done when it comes to anime. You know what I mean? I don't want to just have the number one spot to just be. When's the last time you had a number one spot that wasn't shown in Yuri on Ice?
That was never in the number one spot. It just got good animation in 2016.
No. Yuri on Ice was rated anime of the year at one point.
Mm. It was best animation of the year, and that's what pissed everyone off.
It wasn't anime of the year?
No.
See, that's why I'm saying shonen, like.
But yeah, it's always that main shonen.
Right,
it's
so
that, like, whatever,
why can't we have that?
Biggest.
We should have that. We should have different categories for different genres, so we could spread out the love. So you won't.
Crunchyroll Awards does have that.
Yeah, but not like the way they have it, the way that it should have it, the way that Black Ramen have it. Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, go to our Discord. We have a Discord where you can stay in tune with us, and we talk about different genres of anime that you should tap into other than just shonen and battle shonen. No disrespect to the shonen lovers. We all love shonen here. It's just that I want to see other titles to be shouted off the rooftops of how great it is. Like Bree said, whoever shouts the loudest. But I feel like when you cocky as shit and you confident, you don't got to shout because the anime and the opening shouts out for you. And I feel like a lot of you guys are missing out on great, great, like Bleach. I thought Bleach was going to take it over Chainsaw Man.
Oh, actually, Bleach might take it over Chainsaw Man. Just the power of the fan base. They've been quiet because Bleach has been quiet for a few years. But I feel like there's still like a strong pulse underneath any of the.
It might be runner up. It might be runner up.
Yeah.
It might be runner up. Yes, it might be runner up.
So I feel like Chainsaw Man is really hype and everyone's watching it, but are there any like in their blood Chainsaw Man fans right now? Does anyone have a Chainsaw Man tattoo?
Yes.
Hardcore
yeah.
Really already?
Yes. Yes.
Like, since long before the anime.
Yeah, long before
the
anime.
The manga, there's some hardcore people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I might be underestimating its fan base then.
See? Yeah. Which is fine. You could do that. You could do that. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like Country Road does do that.
Oh, side note, Patty. Mm-hmm. Patty and Rick. Anime of the Year did go to Yuri on Ice in 2017 for Crunchyroll Awards.
Wow,
thank you.
I am entirely.
I know because I mentioned it before. Honestly,
I think we're going to have to eat our words some. It's not always a battle shonen. 2018 was made in Abyss.
2018 made it the best made anime of the year. Yeah. Oh,
y'all, this is just an episode of me being wrong. That's what the title have to be. Bree is wrong again.
Now the past, you know, 3 years I'll have been that. Shown it.
I'll put that.
Except for Attack on Titan, so still not really.
What do you mean except for Attack on Titan?
Attack on Titan? It's shonen slash seinen.
The genre, yeah.
It's right. Shonen slash seinen.
Kind of, I'd give it borderline battle shonen, but also kind of like political and war.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or military. Exactly, it's more shonen. Military than...
more adult.
But it's not just like a slice of life or comedy either.
No, but I just want more opportunities.
Neither is Made in Abyss.
No,
that
is true. I just want more opportunities for other genres and other titles to be appreciated as well. So, yeah.
That game up, apparently.
You might actually be wrong. Maybe they are getting some recognition. I don't know. I just feel like I don't hear it much.
Not enough. Because if we don't hear it much, it's not enough. So, and we're trying our best to make sure that we put that information out for the listeners and let them know that, hey, listen, you guys should look out for this. You guys should look out for that. Because there was a couple of titles that's been dropped, but because of certain titles that came out the same year, it overshadows, Mob Psycho Season 3. That's still talked about. But not as much as Chainsaw.
Nobody's being talked about as much as
Chainsaw Man. Like, yeah.
Made in Abyss Season 2 is out this year.
Right.
No one's even watching. I tried watching it, and I'm going to continue it. It's just, you know, when something hurts in Made in Abyss, it really hurts.
Oh, yeah. It fucks
like,
with
when
your
those
shit.
Little kids get injured, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. You can feel the agony through the screen.
Mm-hmm. What's that? Ooh. Wonder Egg Priority type feel?
Mm-hmm. I didn't finish Wonder Egg.
You don't need to.
I heard it crashes and burns like it does. Like episode 8.
Yeah, it does. You'd be like, what? Okay, so I'm not gonna get back those minutes of my life again for those episodes. But yeah, like I said before, ladies and gentlemen, just broaden, like we always said, just broaden your horizons, step outside of shonen, step outside of battle shonen, and pay attention to Black Ramen. We want to stay in contact with you too. So we've just updated our Discord. You can go to our link tree. Our Discord would be available on there. And you could chop it up with us, chat with us, let us know what mangas you're reading. And Bree has a picture of her toes.
What?
I'm kidding. I'm trying to get the OnlyFans started over here.
Yeah, I know. But
no, but Bree definitely has a BL section for all the people who are into BL that don't have a space where you could talk about it and fan out. Bree has created one.
Please talk to me. Please also note, guys, our Discord, we haven't figured out how to lock it down yet, but it will be 18 and over. Mm-hmm. So if you're under 18, just come back in a few years because... Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not trying to watch what I post. No. I already posted ABL I recently read. It's a lot of fun. I recommend it. And
that's the big one that you saw, please. Without the cover? The big one you was telling me about?
No, I still got to post that one.
Okay, there we go.
I'm very excited.
The idol one.
Okay, sorry. Distraction. What we're saying is we have just really started taking our Discord seriously. It's practically empty right now. So come on in. Talk to us. Let's chat. Tell me what to read or watch or anything, really.
This is true.
Right? And try to look past the shonen genre.
Though we also like shonen. We don't hate shonen. It's just
we don't.
Shonen and.
We don't. Exactly. We got a category on there too. Like a thing called Too Good to Be Shonen. Like it's shonen based, but it's good. You know, it's really like, you know what I mean? Like we're not shitting. We just want you to put vegetables on the plate, make the doodle slide, ladies and gentlemen. And it's fine. Any final words? That should conclude our episode.
Guys, check out Lookism, whether you're doing it on Netflix or on Webtoon. I recommend it. It's fun to read. It's fun to watch.
And Derps?
No words. Enjoy Lookism. I'm going to go back and read it because good job, Netflix.
Perfect. So, like I said before, don't forget to go to our Discord. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, who's been supportive, our Patreons who support us. If you have an idea, go to our Discord. We want, like, if you have any topics that you feel like we haven't touched, go to our Discord, talk to us. We have notifications on. I will respond to you. I'm going to try. And we will get the ball rolling for 2023. Woo, you heard that? 2024. I'm wilding. Right. Yeah, that's because I'm looking forward. I'm going fast forward to the anime section on my anime list. I shouldn't be doing that. but yeah, definitely hit us up. Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think that we should be talking about. And with that being said, I think we're out, right? We're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good, right? All right. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Peace. Oh, you should buy our merch too. It's on Redbubble.